grinning there, but I believe that's our ring.
I'm busy reading, Mom. Go ahead.
Well, it was our ring, all right.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, yeah,
he's old Snuffy Smith. He's a hillbilly. The first thing I ever seen.
What is a hillbilly?
Him? Look here, Mom. I can show you. Ain't that the country feller?
That's what I've always wanted to know. What is a hillbilly?
Well, I ain't never seen one myself, but I figured that he might be one.
He's country, all right.
Oh, he...
Oh, I forgot to answer. Hello, John, I'm down store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, howdy, Abner. Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing sitting out here on the steps? Ain't the store open today?
Yeah, sure, it's open, Grandpap. It's such a nice day, though, I thought I'd just sit out here and enjoy the sun. If you want something, go on in and get it. Just jot it down on the pad in there.
No, I don't want nothing. I'm just out for a little walk. It is an uncommon fine day for this time of the year.
Yes, like spring.
Yeah, it kind of takes me back to when I was a little boy. On a day like this, I love to go over and lay on the bank by the creek and look up into the sky.
Yeah.
Watch them flocks of little white clouds way up there. It looks like flocks of sheep grazing and loafing along peaceful-like.
Just like they're up there today.
Yeah. Or it set me to thinking about something, but I never could quite figure out what it was.
Well,
sky was so pretty and the air felt so clean and the ground smelled so good. It seemed like there's kind of the music to the whole thing. But I couldn't quite figure out the tune. Never did. Where's Lum at? In there asleep on that stack of overhauls?
Oh, well, me and old Grandpap. Lum's the busiest fella in town today. He went over to the county seat first thing this morning to get a book on raising fishing worms.
For the land's sake, ain't he got over that knock-kneed idea?
No, and he's ever fence built around that piece of ground he bought from Squire. Barbed wire, I believe.
Barbed wire? Can't keep no fishing worms pinned up with a barbed wire fence.
It's to keep folks out, I think, Grandpap. See this sign here?
Sign?
Well, it ain't a sign yet, but he's going to get some paint and a brush, going to paint it himself.
What's he going to put on it?
I don't know. He said something about through these portholes past the finest fishing worms in the world, or something silly like that.
Well, I do know.
Oh, he's got to figure it out where he can make $1 billion inside of 10 years.
Oh, sure. He's a great one for figuring out a fortune on a piece of paper, all right.
He figures just one of them varmints can have over 500,000 young'uns in 6 years, and he's going to start with 1,000.
That's an awful lot of fishing worms. I don't believe they'll multiply that fast.
Well, he claimed it. Huh?
Multiply, like rabbits do.
Well, on me sakes, machines that add fishing worms that multiply. What is this world coming to next?
I don't mean that kind of multiplying, silly. Hey, look at old Squire sitting over on his office step.
Yeah.
Like the weather's got him, too.
Oh,
spring fever.
Yeah.
Howdy, Squire.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. Is it warm enough for you?
Well, gentlemen, have a good friend, good fine day.
How's that, Squire?
I say, how are you? Fine weather. Like a little bit of spring.
String? Squire wants a little bit of string, Abner. Going fishing, Squire?
Not string, Grandpap. Spring.
Put out your going, Squire. I might just go with you.
How's that, Grandpap?
Old Squire don't hear very good. Won't admit it, though. Put out your going fishing. If it ain't too far, I'll go with you. Fishing.
Just a minute, I'll be over there.
He's coming over. Well, we might just get up a little fishing party here.
And it's a good day for it, I'll say that, yeah.
Dick Huddleston's sitting over there on his steps. Howdy, Dick. He's waving back at us. Wave at him, Abner.
Oh, I feel silly, but well, howdy, Dick.
Well, they sure bringing folks out. Look at that dead blame Garfield.
Who?
My dog, Garfield, sound asleep right there in the middle of the road.
There's
old Dwight Hauser laying down there with him.
Got his hat pulled down over his eyes.
Craziest one dog in the universe, I do believe.
Yeah, maybe he got the spring fever early this year, Grandpap.
Early? There's one dog's got spring fever the year round. Loaded with it. He'll yawn, curl up, and drop off right in the middle of a blizzard.
Well, I do know.
Well, sit down, Squire.
Yes. Howdy, man. Hey, thank you, Grandpap. Scooch over a little there, Abner. What's all this about a fishing trip?
Well, as long as you mention it, I'm willing to go along. How about you, Abner? Wait a second. Is that Ulysses heading up the street with the fishing pole?
Yeah.
Hey, Ulysses, don't catch them all. Save a couple for us.
Okay.
Grippless one feller ever knowed, I do believe.
Well, now, I hadn't thought much about fishing today, but, Grandpap, that seems to be the order of the day. Well, I'll agree to go along with you.
I'd go, too, but I'm afraid Lon wouldn't let me.
Maybe he'll go, too. He's coming down the street there now. Awful hurry about something.
Yeah, ain't no use asking. He's got his enthusiasms all roused up over raising fishing worms, not using them.
I wish you had a few of them right now. I just love and admire to go fishing, but I hate to spend the time digging for bait.
Well, now, if you can hold off for a few years, Grandpap, I reckon you can get all you want from Mom. Way he's got it figured out on paper, inside of 6 years, he'll have the biggest fishing worm farm in the country.
Well, I ain't going to wait that long. I'm liable to be out of the mood by that time. Besides, this is a day for it, right, today?
Hey, what's that Lom staring at? It looks like a brush in a can of paint.
You know, Lom, he's got the idea of putting up a sign before he ever gets anything to sell.
Yes, I know how he is, Admiral. Like he bought that little piece of ground over there back of my place before he even had a single fishing worm to put in the place. Don't believe he's got any yet, has he?
I think Cedric's supposed to bring him some today.
And some of the Duncan young'uns. He wants 1,000 of the critters to start with. I don't believe he'll ever get that many, though.
Yeah, when old Lum goes in for something, he goes in for a dig, I'll say that for him.
Yeah, he even bought a bigger adding machine. Claimed the one he had wasn't big enough to add up all the profits he's going to make. Of all this,
Howdy, Lum.
Yes, sir. Welcome to our little outdoor sporting club, Lum. We were just talking about what a fine day it is for fishing.
Howdy, fellas. Well, I ain't got time to do no fishing talk.
Admiral, you ought to be in the store tending the business.
Ain't no business.
Well, it don't look good for you set out here. Has Cedric or any of the Duncan young'uns showed up with any fishing worms yet?
No.
Can't blame it. You just can't depend on nobody no more. Well, I better get this sign painted, get that much done anyway. Spread out a little, will you, fellas? Good place to paint right here on the steps.
Now, what are you aiming on painting on there, Lum?
Lum and Abner's fishing worm farm.
Just count me out. I don't want no part of no fishing worm farm.
Abner, the way this thing's shaping up on paper, I can't handle the whole thing by myself. Now, you better spread out a little, fellas. I don't want to splatter no paint on you. Hand me that signboard.
Grandpap, did you have any special place in mind to go today? I understand now they've taken some pretty good-sized bass out of the mill pond.
Well, Squire, I had the idea of trying deep hole over there where Shady Creek runs into the river.
Over there, huh?
Say, is that Walt and Gomer Bates cutting across Barton's pasture there?
Yeah, got their fishing poles. I bound you they're heading for deep hole right now, Grandpap. There's a couple of awful big ones in there.
They'll never get them with a fly rod, though. There's one in there, I bound you, is 2.5 foot long.
Oh, no, yeah.
I seen him a couple of times. Looks like a submarine laying along the bottom there.
Yes, old Moby Dick. I don't believe anybody will ever take him out of there, though.
Somebody's going to get him one of these days.
He look awful pretty sitting on a platter on the table.
Cut it out, fellas. You made me spell Abner wrong here. Got the N upside down.
Well, cross it out and do it again. Or leave it crossed out. I don't want to be in on it anyway. Oh, well, howdy, Cedric. Didn't see you coming up there.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Well, Cedric, pull up the front step and sit down.
Howdy, fellas. Here's some fishing worms for you, Mr. Lum. You don't have to pay me nothing for them, though. I only got about 50 in there, I reckon.
50? I need 1,000 to start my fishing worm farm right.
Well, I'm sorrowful, Mr. Lum, but I got to thinking about fishing, and before I knowed it, I was over at Deep Hole trying for that big one in there.
For pity's sake. Well, if you saw any of the Duncan young'uns, they're supposed to bring me some, too.
Yeah, but their papa taking theirs away from them. Him and Snake Hogan went fishing up to the lake.
What's the matter with everybody here lately? Getting so I can't depend on a soul.
Did you catch anything, Cedric?
Oh, I got a few littles. Boy, I'd sure like to snag that big fella in there, old Moby Dick.
Well, come on, Grandpap. Let's get on our way here. You coming, Abner?
No, he ain't.
I reckon not, feller.
No, Abner's going with me. Get our poles out of the feed room, Abner. Ain't no use in trying to start a fishing worm ranch with just 50 worms.
Huh? Well, what about the store?
Well, I'll just write the word gone on this sign here and cross out worm farm, and that reads, Lum and Abner's gone fishing.